Good morning. 8:23 a.m. on Tuesday, November the 15th, 2016. I think those are the right numbers. So, yeah, yesterday was a pretty good day. Yesterday was a pretty good day. I have to do some compartmentalization. I had a therapist appointment yesterday, and it worked out well. It was a good hour. So I need to work on some compartmentalization. I need to work on it comes down to structure. I need to work down to doing what's important. And while the political situation feels important, there are a lot of things that I can do, there are a lot of things that I can't do, and there are a lot of things I'm wasting time on, if I'm going to be truthful. I need to remember that there's something wrong on the internet is not a reason for me to engage. There are people out there who are just engaged in pot stirring, trolling, One thing happened yesterday was I got an email late afternoon, early evening, from a fan who at least sometimes listens to this podcast. Good morning, Bill. And reminded me of boot camp and Radioman A School, and even sent me a picture of our class at RMA School in Governor's Island with both of us in it. So we were both in Alaska. I was on Kodiak, he was on the ADAC. I have a suspicion that we might have been in the same company at boot camp, because we both went in at about the same time, and we both went to A school at the same time. They started a new A school class. I don't know how often they did, but frequently. And it took me back. It took me out of the now. It took me back to when I was particularly young and stupid, as opposed to being old and stupid. But it was one of those little blasts from the past. It was a little jolt, and I think it might have broken the spiral. Which would be good. There's still a lot of problems. We ain't out of the woods. But the truth is, we're never out of the woods. I think that's the part. That's the thing. Participated in too many conversations that serve no purpose. I have been working on my education. I have been working on trying to sort through some of the conflicting rhetoric, some of the difficult parts. And I'm going to put those aside. I'm going to try to keep from talking about them, even though they are top of mind for me, and my goal with the podcast is to speak top of mind. But the reality is, I have other things that I could put on top of mind that don't in any way diminish the very real problems that we're facing as a group, as a society, as a country. But more important to me as an artist, as a writer, as a publisher. So the book has been put on hold for just about a week now. I think that I last wrote on it a week ago yesterday. I'd have to go back and look. I keep putting it in my bullet journal and I keep not doing it. It's again in the bullet journal today. And I need to reverse that not doing it part. I need to fix that. It turns out Moby has just released 4 hours of peaceful yoga music, calm music, sleeping music, whatever you want to call it. And I haven't listened to any of it yet. I've downloaded it. And I'll put that in my rotation. Perhaps I'll add that to my mynoises.net library of soundscapes. But I think one of the problems that I'm having with the story is that it's not going anywhere. I had a long brainstorming session a couple of weeks ago with John Ward. And some great plot. Some great twists. What noise is this? Wood chipper. And the plots were all action adventure plots. And at the time they sounded, yeah, we could do that. We could. But then, am I comfortable with that shift? Am I comfortable with going there? I don't know. It feels forced. It feels fake. And one of the things, it's not like I haven't done things that are beyond the scope of normal people. You know, spending a few billion dollars on a ship is credits, whatever, on a ship isn't something people normally do. I mean, people do go to auctions. People do try to outbid each other. But not on that scale. And the difficulty is how do I solve this problem in a human scale, this could happen to anybody context. One post. So I think part of the problem that I ran into, part of the reason that I've devolved to barely 1,000 words a day, is that I'm pursuing a path I'm not comfortable with. I'm pursuing a path, I'm trying to force the issue. Instead of going with the issue. I think that's the case. I think that's true. I've been pondering it for a while. I've been pondering it for a long while. I think it's true. Oh, speaking of new opportunities, today's the day. I don't know if the update has taken effect yet, but if you ever wanted to play EVE Online, you can now play for free. Unlimited time. You have some restrictions on how far up the ladder you can go. You have some restrictions on the ships you can fly. You're limited to your genotypes. Armory, as it were. But that's not a bad thing. Because all of them, particularly at the lower level, particularly at the cruiser level and below, all of the ships are pretty much identical except for the details. So, Minmatar have projectile weapons and a certain collection of ships of each class. Galente have drones and hybrid weapons like blasters and railguns. But they have similar ships across the collection of Galente vessels. So there's an equivalent ship across each of the four political entities in EVE Online. I don't know how far up the ladder you can go as a miner, but this is a lot better. It gives a much better opportunity for a new player to learn what's going on and how to do it. Because 30 days ain't enough. And 21 days, which is what it used to be, or 14 days, which is, if you don't know anybody, you get stuck with. Okay, this is gonna get loud. I got two guys with leaf blowers. I'm gonna have to walk by them. They're still kind of loud. I'll be around the corner in a second here, so. So anyway, yeah, EVE Online, if you ever wanted to play, you can play one account as an alpha clone and learn the ropes, learn the game, learn to figure out how it all comes together and see if it's something that you like. The difficulty, the the issue, as it were, with this approach, with a ceiling, is that it sort of keeps people in the small ship pool for a long period of time, like forever, unless until they are able to come up with a scratch to pay, or the billion ISK per month it costs to use in-game currency for. But at least it's a chance to get in, play the game, start to learn the ropes, find some friends to play with, because it is more than anything else a social game. It is a social experience that really doesn't translate well as a solo play, as a solo game. I play it solo most of the time. But those times when I enjoy it the most are when I'm playing with other people. Will I start an alpha clone? I don't know, maybe. Just to see what it looks like, just to see what the new player experience is. Maybe I'll reward myself with that if I can get my 5,000 words for the day. I did not need to wear a parka this morning. The sun is quite warm. It's going to be in the 70s today. We're supposed to be down in the 30s and snow later in the week. Walking along, staring at their phones. I don't know if it's the resurgence of Pokemon Go or people playing the new Ingress anomaly. It doesn't matter. Here I am. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.